Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We always talk about Tammy's husband being the jack of all trades, being able to do many, many different things. A Renaissance man, if you will. Now add Snake Charmer to that very impressive resume of weird things Kurt can do. Who knew?
Right.
So I wouldn't advise hiking in this kind of heat, but
no.
If you are, be aware of the rattlers because they are everywhere.
Yeah, my neighbors called my husband and they found a red diamondback rattler in their yard and asked my husband if he wanted to come over and help catch it. Which he did.
It's
all
like
of a sudden,
asking
he's walking.
Wants to come over and play. He's like, yes. Oh my God, yes.
Yes, I see him leave with his brand new Home Depot bucket and his grabby tongy thingies and a pole.
It's like he was waiting for this call. Like he
exactly.
prepared himself to get the proper snake catching gear.
Right.
Was he dressed up in like some kind of snake, like bite proof outfit or something?
Just his regular cargoes, you know, Kurt's look. Anyway, so I wanted to chat with him about it, what it was like catching the snake.
Tell me what you saw.
A pretty good size Western red. Diamond, yeah. Beautiful snake. And you can't kill those. Those are the ones in Southern California that are illegal to dispatch.
So how big was the snake?
I'm guessing 3.5 to 4 feet.
Okay. And how did you catch him, by the way?
A long pole. A long pole with a hook. Sort of thingy on it. And,
I saw you had the little grabby things. Those seem a little short.
They were a little short.
So another question. Were you ever scared when you were getting that snake into the bucket?
Yeah, because it was down a hill, which was very soft dirt that had been just recently dumped in there, so there was no real traction. So if I needed to move, I wasn't moving very quickly. Anyway, yeah, so it was a little sketched out. And he wasn't rattling. He wasn't irritated.
Yeah, he's not rattling in the bucket either, which is kind of weird.
I'm not sure if he or she is lethargic. It's getting cooler. Hard to say.
Wait a second. Did Kurt just say he didn't quite know what the snake is? That's so unlike Kurt.
Right?
And you, for that matter. How did you stand for that? Seriously, this is the same guy that the first person, producer Tanya, called when she saw a very poisonous spider in her house. She didn't call her husband. She called Kurt.
Yep.
Why? Because he knows everything
husband.
About spiders, too.
Right? Uh-huh.
And snakes.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, maybe it just
but
had
it was
a big
wrapped
meal.
Around in a bush, and it was going to be tough to get at.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, I had a long enough pole I could kind of lean the bush over and then just hook him and pull him out.
Right.
I also sketched out when I did get him in the bucket once, but I didn't have the lid ready, and he came right out fairly quickly.
saw Kurt's long pole, obviously.
I was a little surprised at how muscular they can stretch up that whole length of the bucket, no problem. So the second attempt, I had the lid ready, and as soon as he dropped in head first, I lidded him. I mean, I want to do that every day, that's
right.
For sure. You know.
Well, I'm pretty impressed with you, honey.
Oh, thanks, baby.
Love you.
There we go.
So I posted a picture of it to show people, and his sister chimed in, and she said he always did like wild animals. His first was a baby alligator.
Kurt, where would he find a baby alligator?
I don't know. I got to find out more on that. But we did have a person to call to come take the snake because, obviously, you're not going to kill it. And we knew someone who was going to come up and do it. And he was on the phone with Kurt. And this is hilarious.
Right on. And bring a bucket. It's a brand new Home Depot bucket I've got him in.
I'll bring a mountain bucket.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Bye.
All right, man. Bye.
Oh, my God. I love the fact that you have a professional here who's going to come get this snake, but you're making him bring his own bucket because you don't want to give up your Home Depot bucket.
It's brand new. I mean,
you just drilled holes in the lid so the snake could get air.
I couldn't agree more with Kurt. It's my brand new bucket.
It's his brand new
like
bucket.
The professional snake handler doesn't have the tools
right?
he needs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got my own bucket, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This guy. I don't know.
You have, I'm telling you, who's the leader of the club? Kurt.
Yeah, he is.
Dude knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he does. He does. And he's not afraid either. It's just so crazy. Or if he does, he doesn't show it.
I wonder if the rattler senses fear. Maybe it's a good thing not to be afraid. Maybe that's why he was so laid back.
He didn't rattle until the pro came in, and then he moved him to his bucket. Then he rattled, but he didn't rattle the whole time. Huh. I don't know.
Did you watch the pro handle the...
Yes, from inside the house.
I bet. That's awesome. I still haven't seen a live one in the wild yet. I've seen a bunch of dead ones, but not a live one in the wild. I mean, not that I'm really in a big hurry to, but they do fascinate me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.